started out when he married my mother as a ranch hand, and he saw he couldn't make a living for her and his family, and he had this new baby, meaning me.
Yeah.
And he took a course in auto mechanics and came out to Gunnison and worked as a mechanic for a while, and worked back on ranches at least two times just to get away from mechanic, because he liked ranching better than he did mechanic. So. And then later on in later years, when he got to where he wasn't physically able to be a mechanic or anything, he carpentered for a while as a cabinet maker, and then he owned an antique store on Main Street in Gunnison for a while, right where Cottonwood store is now. He did that for a number of years.
Okay.
And he sold it back about 15 years ago, something like that.
Okay.
Retired completely.
Is he still with us?
No, he died when he was 102 years ago.
Wow.
2 years old. Died a year ago last November.
Wow. He led a full life.
Yeah.
What about your mother? What was her occupation?
She's housewife, mostly.
Okay. Is she still with us?
No, she died when she was 96. Died about 94 years ago, something like that.
Ooh. Boy. Do you know anything about your grandparents, where they were born?
Some, yeah. I've got a few photos of them. I don't know where they were born, but if you pose them, I know where they were. I have some records of where they were born, but I don't have it with me. I forget.
Yeah, that's all right.
My grandmother and grandfather on my dad's side, he was Irish, and I guess she was, as far as I know. I have photographs of them, quite interesting photographs. He was a farmer, rancher in North Texas, and then he moved to southern Oklahoma and had another ranch or farm. And then he got rid of it, depression, finished breaking him up pretty well, where he ran a little country filling station store. And I have a photograph of that little store, old-fashioned filling station store with old-fashioned signs, and root beer signs, and Coca-Cola signs, and old hand pump gas pumps,
right,
things of that kind. And with him and my grandmother and one of my aunts standing in front of it, and other photographs of him. And I have the same with my mother's family. Have photographs of them, quite a bunch of them, in fact.
How do those hand gas pumps work? Just like a water pump?
Yeah, like they had one up at the museum. You want to go out in the garage and look at it. It just goes like this and pumps it up. It had no calibration. You couldn't tell how many dollars worth it was. You had to, someone said, I want 5 gallons. You pumped it from the 5 gallon mark down to the from the zero mark down to 5 gallon mark, and yeah, charge them that amount.
Wow.
That's the way it was about everything for quite a while, up until close to World War II.
Okay. That's my next question. Did you have brothers and sisters at home?
I had one sister born dead, and I had a brother who's still alive. And
he's younger than you?
Yeah, he's younger than I am, 14 years.
Big split there. Were you married, or are you married?
Oh, yeah, I was married. This is my lady friend here, Elaine. And we go out together because we feel better going to somebody and doing things together and being together and things like that, you know.
Right. Let me ask you, what I'm interested in really is, one of the things I'm interested in is what houses were like back in Gunnison, you know, when you were growing up, if you could
remember. When we were growing up, probably majority of them were not modern. I didn't have modern bathtubs. What two bathtubs were around was the old-fashioned bathtub with the legs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of homes did not have them. And they did have in town, now, city water. By that I mean steel pipes running to most of the houses.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the city, but not outside the city. And most of the ranches had dug wells where you just drop a bucket in a hole about that big around and pull a bucket of water out.
Yeah.
And it was quite interesting. Do it that way.
So houses in town had indoor plumbing more or less, but
part of them, not all of them.
But when you got out,
some of them didn't even have a bathtub. You take a bath in a